Chapter 4. Purajil is rich. Now the mayor asked Purajil about the jewels. Purajil told the truth, but the mayor didn't believe him and called the Muslim to his house. The Muslim was angry.
"Why did you tell your wife?"
he shouted at Purajil. Then the Muslim said to the mayor,
"We know about this treasure, but nobody else does. Let's go there together and divide it between us."
The mayor imagined that there was a lot of treasure, and he agreed to this plan. The mayor, his servant, and the barber went with Purajil and the Muslim to the tower on the Alhambra Hill. At the 7th level, Purajil lit the candle, and the Muslim read the Arabic writing. Again, there was the sound of thunder, and the floor opened. The mayor, the servant, and the barber were frightened to go down the steps, so Purajil and the Muslim went alone. They filled their pockets and returned to the others.
"This is sufficient for us to carry now,"
they said.
"We'll return later for more."
Of course, the avaricious mayor, servant, and barber wanted the treasure, so they decided to go down the steps themselves. They descended, and then the Muslim blew out the candle. With the sound of thunder, the floor closed with the three avaricious men inside.
"Why did you do that?"
cried Purajil, alarmed.
"It was Allah's will,"
said the wise Muslim.
"They'll stay there forever now. Only another adventurer can break the spell."
Then he threw the candle into the river. The two men divided the treasure between them and left Granada. The Muslim went to Tangiers and Purajil travelled to Portugal. He changed his name to Dom Pedro Gil. His children grew strong and happy. His wife was also happy now, with all her jewels and fine clothes, so she didn't shout anymore. As for the mayor, the servant, and the barber, they are still under the floor of the Tower of the Seven Floors, and they will stay there until the final judgment.